Last week, I put out the call requesting that you give me topics to talk about on this very podcast, and you did. Thanks for that. Boy, oh boy, one of the many topics that was thrown out was from listener and Mastodon user Kevin Patrick Doyle, who suggested I talk about potty training. Good news, Kevin, I'm potty trained.
Your daily Lex.
My youngest kid is 15. I also have a 17-year-old and a 19-year-old who's nearly 20. They're also potty trained, as are my pets. Well, they're house trained. Anyway, I don't remember exactly how we handled potty training with my oldest, but Ani really just wanted to be potty trained, expressed interest, and then did it. Ani used to talk about poop and pee the way many kids do, and at some point decided that those were horrible words and has never used them since. For eons, Ani would refer to peeing as the short one and the alternative as the long one. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good times. I tried to say good times and good stuff at the same time, and I said good tough. Good tough. Anyway, when it came time to potty train the next two, at some point we got an ebook called Oh Crap Potty Training. And I just got to say, great name. I still own that ebook. I still recommend that ebook if you are potty training. And if you Google Oh Crap Potty Training, you'll find it. I got it as an ebook directly from its author, whose name is Jamie Glowacki. You can also get it from Amazon, whatever. Anyway, it was great. And it basically involved keeping the kid naked for a weekend. There was more to it than that, I'm sure. But that's what I remember the most. The kid was at least bottomless so that we could rush to the bathroom at any time. And it worked. We trained both kids over a weekend separately, both of the remaining kids. At the age-appropriate times. Pretty young, in fact, I would think. Man, I'm a big fan of potty training. Then we did have, everybody slept in, you know, nighttime pull-ups for a while. I remember with my youngest, with Liam, he would at some point pee during the night. So when we tried to switch him to underwear, he would just pee one time during the night. He wouldn't wake up to do it. So we started doing what we called the sleepy pee-pee. Where we would get him out of bed in the night and walk his still basically asleep self over to the toilet and have him pee. He would often not even open his eyes for this. He would not have any recollection of it happening during the night, but his body was awake enough to understand what we wanted. If he would go, we'd wash him up and put him back in bed. And it was hilarious, this sleepy pee-pee. And it worked. And then eventually he didn't need us to do that anymore. And now he sleeps through the night and doesn't pee in his bed. Wonderful. So there you go, Kevin. Everybody's potty trained, and that's how we did it. How was I potty trained? I don't remember. I was a little young back then. Whew, but man, that's it. I appreciate the science behind catheters, but boy, they seem disgusting. That's all I got. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday. And if you haven't yet gotten my new free app, Lex Shell, and you're a person who needs a terminal shell, an SSH client, you should get it. It's available in the App Store. It's free. LexFriedman.com/shell. Goodbye.
Lex.